The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Hello, everybody. It's a Monday, and there's a lot of shit going down. But Monday. Does it feel like a Monday?
Monday.
You know, you should go in. Here's the thing about Monday. You should be able to go in all refreshed from your weekend and be in a good mood. But why is it always within, I would say, the first 45 minutes that someone does something to piss you off? Is it because you've been unmolested by nonsense for 2 days? Is that what it is?
I think that may be it.
Is it that the tolerance for the bullshit has not been built up? That it got washed away, that you're a freshly open wound, so that the bullshit and nonsense gets in there and it stings, and you just want some Bactine to squirt that shit out of the wound? Am I overthinking this?
I think maybe.
Maybe I'm overthinking it?
No.
Do they still make Bactine?
I think so.
Oh, that was my mom's go-to. The Bactine.
Get the Bactine for it.
You fall down, you scrape your leg in the gravel.
But then they
there's gravel and dirt in there, and just squirt some Bactine in there.
Oh, we used to scrub it out.
Oh, no. You want to. Here's the thing, Jason. If you put some Bactine on it, you'll kill a lot of the germs. But here's what happens: your body will protect itself against the dirt, and you'll get a little pus there, and that'll work the dirt right up out on its own. You don't need to scrub it.
Exactly.
You got the dirt scrubbed out of you for no good reason, boy.
The Bactine forces it out.
That's right. The Bactine will protect. It's not Tussin.
Bactine.
Bactine is the shit.
Oh, man. Fuck Bactine.
You're going to have to figure this out. You're going to need to ask your wife what she thinks about Bactine.
Yeah, and then when she tells me, I'll be like, I don't give a fuck.
Sure.
We're never buying Bactine just because of this conversation.
Hey!
That's right. I bet Bruce Jenner dealt with a lot of Bactine. Out there training, falling down, squirt some Bactine in there, get it all cleaned out.
Get it all cleaned out.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Scabbed up knees.
All right, coming up on the show today, we got a lot of stuff for you. Again, holding to our promise to not be political. Although we may have some audio crackling in there, sorry about that. We're going to look at we've got a supersized sex toy news for you. There's a lot of it now.
Oh my gosh!
It's the sensation that's sweeping the nation. It's sex toy news that's coming up. Plus, we got some bonus small town news because of the maple syrup spill back from the Wednesday. So I just bumped it down a couple of shows. Plus, we'll find out what's going on with Johnny Depp and where he spends his money. So these are important.
Johnny
things.
Depp.
Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is
out of his depth.
He's blaming his financial advisors for his financial state, and they fired back by releasing some of the things that he expends his money on and how much of it he spends his money on.
Oh, I can't wait.
Or how much money he spends on each thing. It is pretty amazing when I heard some of it. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, let's look into Johnny Depp's budgeting.
Okay.
Here's what I know about Johnny Depp's budgeting. It's terrible. It's really terrible. He falls into the Patrick Ewing category of, yeah, I make a lot of money, but I spend a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, Jason. Earlier in the night tonight, which would be the Wednesday show for those of you listening, we tore into you a little bit hard. So we'll let you go first. Let you turn your grievances loose upon us. What you got going on?
I'm already over it, guys. That's probably my grievance is like, Jason, you're a fucking pussy.
There's gotta be something else that's bugging you.
No. So actually what's bugging me right now is so much shit. I guess the thing that's upset me really, really, like really, oh, had something earlier and I forgot what it was. But now I was just thinking, like, somebody's posting, like, today on my Facebook feed about Allah. And that Allah was a god from the Byzantine Empire, and a bull, and like it's sacrificed by children to it, and it's okay. Like they're just spouting off stuff about the Muslim religion that was completely false, and was very reminiscent of the type of propaganda that was spouted in the 40s about Jews, in the 30s about Jews. Like, very similar type of, like, imagery, the way that it looked. It was, like, I, like, posted, like, it's just, it's so ridiculous. And, like, then when you try to say, no, this is an Abrahamic religion, like, this religion originated out of other religions, and, like, they even believe in some of the same stuff, like, but they don't want to hear that. Like, no, Muslims all hate everyone and want to kill everyone. And it's like, oh my, I just don't, like, the people's just ability and inability to, like, fucking, like, think for themselves and not for, like, the fucking propaganda that's being given to them. And I know that we're not supposed to talk about fucking politics and shit like that. I'm not supposed to talk about fucking religion. But it's fucking ridiculous.
To be fair, this is a legitimate grievance, and if this is what's bugging you, this is the place where we do it.
It's so outright fucking propaganda. Like, that's not the case about what Allah is, and that's not the case of, like, you tell me to go read the Quran, but have you fucking read the Quran? Like, have you read? Do you know anything? Do you have any Muslim friends?
Well, have you read the Bible? The Bible says, like, there's nothing crazy in the Quran, any crazier in the Quran than in the Bible.
Well, and they originated from they're all
really boring, by the way. They're not easy breezy reads.
They're two brothers. I mean, books by two brothers. That's pretty much what it is. The
you know what it is?
It's stepbrother and the.
Imagine a Jerry Springer show with an older gentleman. I'm going to say in his late 50s, and you get three adult sons by three different women, and they all hate each other because that's their daddy, and their mama was the best.
Yep.
That is Judaism. that is Muslim beliefs. And that is Christianity. They all are from the same thing, and they all have a lot of very common beliefs and tenets.
Yep.
But when you people are fucking, like, I don't fucking get it. And then this person calls himself a fucking Christian, and it's like, how can you see this and believe that this is the truth when this is not the truth? Like, and like, all you need to do is talk to.
There can be only one.
Like, and that's the same type of fucking thing. Like, you're talking about Sharia. You're fucking. That's what you're doing right now, man. It's so upsetting. And like, I get so upset about it because, like, it's willful, like, complicit nature. And like, I don't, like, Chris is, like, worried about me. Like, it's like, I get fired up.
You've got a young daughter and you might stroke out on her. Like,
because it's so fucking, it's so upsetting to me right now about so much shit. Like, you know, like, you cannot be fucking complicit. I mean, if you are fucking complicit and you have to be disobedient.
That's true.
I mean, what are you fucking going to do? Like, you have to tell people that they're, no, you're fucking, that's propaganda. Today I posted this. I was like, what you just posted is propaganda and not the truth. In fact, this is very similar to this racist ad that was given by the fucking Germans by Goebbels. This is, let me show you a picture of what they were releasing. And it's fucking very similar. Like, it's so fucking close to the same thing, and they don't see it. Then they have to, like, no, they want to kill us.
You know what's really going to be not funny, but tragic? When Jason gets arrested for a hate crime because they go through his search history and find all this Nazi propaganda.
Yeah.
This Jason Casey's been searching for a lot of Nazi stuff. He's got to be up to something.
I tell you what's funny is now I think about that shit when I go through my search history or when I'm searching stuff. It's like, man, if I ever got arrested, they would just find this and, like, they just turned this shit on its head.
All that tranny porn you look for.
I've been looking for tranny porn for quite a while.
It was for a comedy bit. For a comedy bit. I was doing it on stage. Ask anybody.
Ask anybody. Everybody remembers my show. Everybody.
It was all good. It was all good. Kareem, what's been in your craw this week?
Oh man, I'm trying to think.
So it's been a good week then.
Well, there's some stuff, but I can't talk about it on the show.
That's fine. Do you need a minute? Because I got something.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
All right. This is something I posted on Facebook. I shared it because, and this isn't really political. It is, I guess, on the surface of it. But so the president came out and he was doing prepared remarks and he sort of veered off course with his speaking. And that's when he starts sounding like your crazy grandpa, more so than normal. And he starts talking about how there have been a lot of terrorist attacks, but they're not being reported on because the media, you know, they've got the reasons. However, here's what I posted. It's a link to a New York Times article, and I posted, and this goes for everybody because I see other people doing this with other things too. So this goes for you too if you've been somebody who does this. I wrote, when some jackass spouts about things not being covered, they likely don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And this is true. I see it all the time. Why didn't the media cover this? And then within 10 seconds, I can do a Google search and find at least 4 or 5 sources that covered that very thing. So the New York Times, they've had enough because the White House issued a list of 78 terrorist attacks saying that they were underreported. What the line of underreported is, who knows? So the list, which was released last Monday night, details episodes from September 2014 to December 2016, including dozens of attacks that were covered heavily in the news media, including by the New York Times. They went through and listed all of them with links to the coverage.
Yeah.
Now, just as striking, this is from the New York Times, was what the list excluded, which were attacks targeting Muslims who make up the overwhelming majority of victims of Islamic terrorists. You know, it's like black on black crime that you keep hearing about. They attack their own way more than they attack anybody else.
Yep.
Do you know why? Because they're there.
Exactly.
They hate us. They hate everybody. The list does not mention, for instance, 2 suicide bombings in Beirut, Lebanon that killed dozens in November of 2015, or the wave of Boko Haram attacks across northern Nigeria, because we don't care about Africa. They've been among the world's most deadly terrorist attacks, although there may have been attacks in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. The list mentions only one that killed a Nepali and Indian security contractors. The list describes the target as, quote, a bus carrying Canadian embassy guards, which is correct, but in keeping with the document's emphasis on Western targets, a focus that's sometimes misleadingly narrow. Prominent attacks carried out by non-Muslims are also omitted, including Dylan Roof, who attacked the black church in South Carolina, killing 9.
And the guy who shot up the mosque.
Yes, in Canada. That was this year, so that was outside of the date range. But the 3 people that were shot to death outside of Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs by a white guy who called himself a warrior for the babies. Acknowledged he carried out the attack, but he was later declared mentally unfit to stand trial. If you want to check out the New York Times article, it goes through the list, all of them. Algeria, Quebec. And not this one. It was there's one in Quebec in 2014. 1 soldier killed and 1 wounded in a vehicle attack. It's happening all over the world. It's happening to everybody. It's not happening exclusively to us.
And it's been happening.
It's not new.
Yeah. So one of the things that we were just talking about, really, Bible people like to point out, like, oh, this is the end of days. Like, look at all the signs, and it's like, oh, there's wars or rumors of wars. Like, well, when the fuck hasn't there been wars?
Oh, my God. When I was a little kid, it was the turmoil in the Middle East, and we were fresh off of Vietnam, and there were assassins shooting people all over the place. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you freaking kidding me? So the only reason it's more, quote-unquote, more now is because there is more coverage of everything, and it's available to you at your fingertips.
Yes.
And this idea that the media isn't covering things, journalists are killed in the dozens every year covering things like this. So it's insulting on a lot of different levels. I'm not a journalist. I work with journalists. I work in marketing and promotion. and the product that I promote is a news product. And they make mistakes. There are errors in judgment and in a variety of little things. But I don't know anybody who goes out that does not have the idea that they're going to tell somebody's story the right way when they walk out the door.
Yeah.
That just doesn't exist. This idea that there's this monolithic media that is working in concert. The interesting thing is the only place where that really existed outside of a communist country was Fox News when Roger Ailes was running it with an iron fist. And so the people who are being sold this bill of goods are the people who watch Fox News, which is really the only example of it.
Yeah.
It's the only example of it. Stop it. Just stop it. By the way, all of these things can be corrected with a simple Google search.
Exactly.
Oh, they didn't cover that. Really? Did you Google it?
Oh, you only watch Fox News, so if it didn't happen on Fox News, it didn't happen.
I get my news from my phone. Oh, your phone didn't have it? Did you Google it?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You just went, nobody's covering this. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. I guarantee you there's at least three different independent news organizations covering it, no matter what it is.
Yes.
They're covering it. You're not consuming it because you're looking at Facebook. I get my news from Twitter. Well, guess what? Twitter is just some place where any asshole can get on there and spout nonsense.
Yeah, and if you're not tuned into news things on Twitter, then you're not going to get it there either.
Exactly. You're not going to get anything.
Yeah.
So that's my willful ignorance, which is piggybacking on Jason's thing. That's what's pissing me off. And that's not political. It's fucking willful ignorance. Stop it. You have the tools. We don't have to believe that they pumped Rod Stewart's stomach and got a quart of jizz out of it anymore. We have the fucking internet. We can figure this out. You can Google it and know, no, Rod Stewart didn't blow a ton of dudes and have a quart of jizz pumped out of his stomach. First of all, that's ridiculous. It's an absurd amount. Second of all, what are you doing?
Why is that even a conversation you're having? Like, how much must you hate Rod Stewart in order to even make that story up?
Listen, Kareem, you heard that story.
No, I've heard that story too.
Everybody has heard that story.
No, I've heard
before
it.
The internet.
Before the internet.
Before the internet, yeah.
Everybody, that one in the gerbil with Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Those are the two stories that everybody, no matter where you lived, you knew that story.
Yes.
It was bullet fake news.
I still believe the Richard Gere one.
I'm just so tired of the willful ignorance. And you know what? I will, because God love you, you're old. If you are above a certain age and you have not mastered technology, I will let you live out your life with your willful ignorance, because you don't have that much left. But I swear to God, if he exists, or she, that if you are under the age of 50 and you live your life in willful ignorance, then you deserve a backhanded slap across the face every day until we put you in the ground. How's that for a grievance?
That's the
willfully ignorant. And don't hide behind God and tell me it's your faith, you cocksucker. I don't care who you are. That you're trying to scapegoat our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or Allah or whomever you pray to. And you want to take willful ignorance and hide it behind the cloak of religion? Fuck you, you goddamn coward. That's bullshit.
Yeah, man. I can't even. It's like it's so exhausting, you know, like it's like because I don't want to be complicit in these people's ignorance, and like it's tough.
Well, the problem is when people are willfully ignorant, they're not looking for any bit of truth or education or knowledge.
I know, but
so you're wasting your time.
I know.
And you're wasting your breath, and you're just making yourself crazy. So I don't deal with them on an individual basis. I don't. I do not do it anymore. People who post nonsense, I ignore it. If they post something specifically wrong, that's factually wrong, I might. Usually I don't. You know why? Because no one wants to believe anything. Everyone wants to go, it's fake news. Fake news. Oh, it's fake news. No, it's not fake news. It's just not what you want to hear.
Exactly.
When the doctor walks in and go, I'm sorry, you have lung cancer, do you go, fake news, fake doctor, so-called doctor came in and told me I had cancer, and then you're dead.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. No, it's crazy because, like, this is something that's not even just, like, I'm not talking about Republicans, too. I'm talking about... Like, I know super liberal people mm-hmm. also that are on the spectrum
absolutely.
Of willfully ignorant.
Willfully ignorant.
And fucking stupid. Get mm-hmm. your fucking vaccinations, you idiot.
Jason's getting ready to backhand people.
Fucking A, man. No, I mean, fucking seriously, though.
Like, absolutely.
Like, you cannot pick what portions of science you fucking believe. You can't. You either believe science and you believe a doctor, or you fucking don't. Well, and if you don't and you fucking get sick... Then you better, you're going to fucking die because you can't use the fucking medical technology that you disbelieve because of fucking vaccines, you know, cause autism. You know, fuck you, you know, fucking go die then.
I got unfriended by a friend because he kept posting nonsense and I kept giving him links to the truth. And he was like, well, I don't go on your page and do this. And I was like, no, because I don't post bullshit.
Well, you post a little bullshit, but not completely untrue bullshit. We all post a little bullshit. Come yeah. on.
But it was like really you're mad at me for telling you the truth?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to hear it. He's willfully ignorant. Yeah. And we have to live in a society. Do you have any grievances, Kareem? We got quite angry with that.
I do have a grievance. I have agreements against Tower Theater or all the movie theaters in Sacramento that are not showing the new James Baldwin documentary, I Am Not Your Negro.
Oh, okay. I've heard about that. And no one is showing that?
It's not showing in Sacramento.
Has it been released yet?
It has been released.
Okay.
It means I have to go to either Berkeley or up by Auburn.
Well, that's an odd place to show it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's up in Auburn? That's
it's in Grass
far.
Valley, but yeah.
Well, still.
But it's not.
Somebody in Sacramento,
should be showing it.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Well, maybe next week. Maybe next week.
No, it's not. No, it's not scheduled to be shown in Sacramento at all.
Hmm,
right, it's only being shown because the Academy Awards are coming up, right? Like.
Yeah, but still, you would think it would be.
Now, have you called the Tower Theater to ask?
I have not called it. Theater to ask
because that's what I would start doing. I would start calling all of the like the Tower, the Crest, and be like, "Hey, are you going to be showing this?" And then go, "Why not?" And do your best black guy voice when you do.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, I didn't expect any of the big theaters,
sure,
but I expected Tower or the Crest to have it. Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, the small theaters that show those sort of art house movies.
Yeah.
Things like that. Oh, well, yeah, get out there and show it. It'll show up. But yeah, it does kind of suck. All right. Well, let's get into Johnny Depp's finances. His former business managers allege the actor is living an extravagant $2 million a month lifestyle, complete with 14 houses, 70 guitars, and an enormous appetite for wine. It comes after Depp launched a $25 million lawsuit against his business managers, the Mandel Company, claiming gross mismanagement of his affairs. He said the company failed to properly pay his taxes on his behalf and made unauthorized loans and overpaid for security and other services, costing him tens of millions of dollars and leading to financial trouble, which he claims to only have become aware of in March of last year. Now, the cross-complaint filed this week stated that TMG, quote, did everything within its power over the last 17 years to protect Depp from himself and keep Depp financially solvent, but that TMG did not have the power or ability to control Depp's spending or his numerous other vices or to force Depp to make wiser financial decisions. The lawsuit lifts the lid in an extraordinary detail on Depp's alleged extravagant and extreme $2 million a month spending habit. I can't even begin to imagine. So how does he go through it? Well, let's break it down. According to TMG, he has spent $75 million to acquire, improve, and furnish 14 residences around the world. That's more than one a month.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot. That includes a 45-acre chateau in the south of France, valued at $13.5 million. A chain of islands in the Bahamas. A number of houses in Hollywood and a penthouse lofts in downtown LA. He needs to start Airbnb-ing that shit.
Yeah.
He's also spent millions on 45 luxury cars. He spent $18 million on a 150-foot luxury yacht. Lee is Johnny Depp. He refuses to fly in anything but a private plane. Selecting a Gulfstream GV costing him $200,000 a month. Well, there's 10% of it right there.
Okay.
Although it would be really weird to see Johnny Depp on Southwest. I'm just saying.
No, you might have to revert to that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Depp. The only thing left are middle seats. He also owns over 70 collectible guitars. Easy for me to say. Do you know why?
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
He also spends $30,000 a month alone on wine flown in from all over the world for personal consumption. Now, is it the wine or the wine's airfare that's costing him? He also has many pieces of expensive world-class jewelry, which he's often seen wearing. He does wear rings a lot. Let's say that. According to TMG, he spent many millions on rare, expensive Hollywood collectibles from the likes of Marilyn Monroe and Marlon Brando. He has so many items that he needs 12 storage facilities to house them. You would think with 14 properties, he'd have room for all of his stuff scattered about.
Exactly.
He also spent millions to acquire and maintain an expensive art collection made up of 200 collectible pieces from famous artists like Andy Warhol and Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Basquiat.
He has 40 full-time employees around the world, costing him $300,000 a month, including a personal security for him and his family every hour of every day. Because I guess people are trying to get Johnny Depp. Over the years, he's also spent $10 million to support his family, friends, and certain employees. Well, that's just generosity right there. Includes living expenses for his sister and his late mother. He bought his mother a multi-million dollar home in Hollywood, as well as $35,000 a month residence for her when she was ill. He also founded a startup music label run by a childhood friend. And the most peculiar expense is the $3 million he spent to fulfill Hunter S. Thompson's dream of having his ashes blast from a specially made cannon over Aspen following his death in 2005. He allegedly has $55,000 that he still owes on a Visa card. I mean, who hasn't been there?
Yeah, Jason.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff, Johnny Depp. And that doesn't even mention his scarf budget. There's a lot of scarves.
It's priceless.
Priceless scarves. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, a substitute teacher was arrested for indecent exposure. What did she do? Well, she did a cartwheel in a high school choir class. Oh, with no undergarments on. According to cops, Lacey Sponsler, who's 34, exposed herself to students at the Pawhuska High School in Pawhuska, which is about 50 miles north of Tulsa. She was wearing a long dress, but no underwear, which caused her to expose herself to the students in the class. That's according to the cops. The act was captured by a student on their cell phone in a detailed probable cause affidavit. As Sponsler was performing a cartwheel in the junior high choir room, her dress was flipped up, exposing her buttocks. An officer who reviewed the video of the incident added, "I further noticed that the defendant was not wearing any type of underwear." Now, a 17-year-old female student told police that Sponsler, quote, had said that she was not wearing underwear before performing the cartwheel, which exposed her bare vagina. The student noticed that as she saw Sponsler's vagina open and close as her legs were in the air. That's a neat trick.
How close was she looking?
I mean, like...
It's like it was winking at me.
It's like a snapping turtle. Was it making noises?
It was making all sorts of noises.
Oh, man.
The girl also told police that Sponsler had been talking about using drugs and commented on how she thought 14-year-old boys were like men. When questioned by police, she initially denied performing the cartwheel in class when told that a student had it on Snapchat video. She replied she didn't remember performing a cartwheel or exposing her vagina and buttocks. Sponsler told police she was just dancing with the students and trying to be a cool teacher. Oh, by the way, back in 2008, she pled guilty to marijuana possession, public intoxication, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In December 2009, a judge ruled that she had violated her probation, in part because she had not disclosed being questioned by police investigating an accused meth cook. In 2011, she pleaded guilty to possession of methamphetamine and marijuana in the presence of a child and possession of drug paraphernalia, sentenced to a three-year deferred sentence. As part of that plea deal, they dropped a burglary charge. We've got some mug shots. She's seen better days, is what I'm saying.
What state was this in?
Oklahoma.
Man.
Oklahoma. That's where Jesus lives.
Man. That is crazy.
Because Jesus lives in terrible places.
I mean, like, that's, like, how did that chick get to be a substitute? Like, I mean, how did she get to be a teacher?
Substitute teacher.
But, no, but still, man, like, I'm having questions, like, it's taken me a long time to get my insurance broker's license in the state of California.
And you're in the wrong state.
And they have this broad showing her snapping turtle to kids. Like, and she's like cooked meth,
winking at you.
Allegedly.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Well, you need to move somewhere where they're a little bit more permissive.
I guess so. Jeez.
The regulations are not the high point in Oklahoma, although God's pretty high on their list. So, oh hey.
Speaking of snapping turtles.
Mm-hmm. Headline: sex toy warmer is the toasty cure for those cold winter nights. See, every sex toy, even sex toys, get cold during the winter. But the days of chilly vibrators could be numbered thanks to the creation of this very handy sex toy. Toy warmer.
Hmm.
The warmer, which was aptly named Warm, launched with the aim of providing sex toy enthusiasts with, quote, an effective and discreet way to warm sex toys and take sexual pleasure to heightened levels, end quote. The warmer, which measures 13 inches by 6.5 inches, has a secondary function. When it's not warming your intimate devices, it protects and stores them between use. Alas, the warmer isn't wireless. It has to be plugged into the wall. According to the statement, Warm is styled like a fashionable clutch bag and made of vegan leather. That's right, it's vegan.
It's vegan leather. Why would they call it something other than leather then?
Right.
Why do they call it vegan? Like, that is...
Well, why do they call it a meatless hamburger? Because they just want it to be something and it's not.
Oh my God.
So that's good news for our friend Becca. She is a vegan.
Yeah.
Created with the intention of improving intimacy between partners as well as enhanced solo play, Warm allows users to warm their sex toys of various sizes and explore the unique sensations they create. The sex toy warmer was developed after a passionate evening between its creators, Janine and LJ. Wanting to romance his love, LJ warmed up their sex toys for Janine to enjoy more pleasure. The effort had a profound effect on Janine.
She was like, oh!
Not only from the remarkable sensations the warm toys created, but the deeply emotional reaction she had as a result of his caring and forethought.
I don't know. You ever tried to slip a cold hand on your woman?
Oh yeah, no, without a doubt. I get it, but at the same time.
By the way, it retails for $149.
Oh, that's.
I don't know if you get the emotional connection if you just use it to masturbate, though. Unclear.
Yeah.
Also, we've got some archaeological news. Ancient Chinese sex toys are the world's kinkiest treasures. Now imagine, if you will, you, Indiana Jones, are a rookie archaeologist. You probably studied for many years to hone your craft in a prestigious archaeology program at a prestigious university, putting in blood, sweat, tears, whatever other bodily fluids are essential to being an archaeologist. You've just been hired by some esteemed team to do your first major dig. It's in China, near Shanghai.
Work it out, wow.
This is the big time. You've been tasked with exploring ancient tombs that belong to China's Han Dynasty. Just think of all the fascinating treasures you could find. Think of the historical implications. Think about the nearly 2,000-year-old sex toys. the Chinese royals used to pleasure themselves. One with a metal ring attached to it, the other with a flat base, both old as dirt. And although these kinky antiques were sent to a Chinese museum, the public hasn't been able to see them until now. Both sex toys, as well as lots of other cool artifacts, are from back in the day that admittedly aren't as funny as the two historic dildos, will be on display at the Asian Art Museum of San Francisco, February 17th to May 28th. Road trip.
Road trip.
So there you go.
Wow.
Oh, but we're not done. We have more sex toy news.
Can we do a live podcast from the...
From the museum?
From the museum.
It'll be very boring as we look at dildos.
Yeah, we can just say we're
Why don't we just go
there.
To the G-spot on J Street and do it in there and go, ah, look at these. These are much newer. This is news. Headline, sex predator priest seduced widows with S&M toys. It's not funny. Father Andrea Conton appeared to like all kinds of sex. Orgies, bondage, games with erotic toys. He also clearly liked all kinds of women, especially widows and those going through divorce. The 48-year-old priest from the northern region of Padua has been under investigation by the Catholic Church and local police for essentially preying on the praying women for the better part of a month. By the way, priests aren't supposed to have sex.
No. I think that's like the first thing that they have.
I mean, I understand that you don't necessarily have sex with S&M. I get that.
That's why he should have become a rabbi.
Yeah. Or a Baptist preacher.
They're not supposed to be having sex either, but...
Yeah. He reportedly carried a satchel of sex toys on pastoral visits to widows and women going through marital strife in the event that he could seduce them on the spot. So he's like a perverted Boy Scout.
He's a doctor.
Always prepared.
He's they used to treat women for hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just treating them for hysteria. That's all.
That's what he was doing.
Yes, they were hysterical. He was helping them out.
Anyway, one witness said he kept the vibrators in leather straps alongside his priestly vestments and holy water. Well, sure, you're not going to carry two bags. By the way, here's why you keep an eye on people. He was considered ultra-conservative among parishioners and often preached against the evils of adultery and warned his flock against television and internet pornography. I don't know if that's what motivated him.
He was going to sprinkle with some holy water and he was going to lay some hands on him.
He should have sprinkled some holy water on his balls and stayed home. That's what he should have done.
For some reason, when somebody comes out like vehemently against like porn,
mm-hmm.
like especially a man, like I just kind of like can't hear anything else they say as being honest. Like I just can't. It's very difficult for me.
Well, quite often, whenever somebody comes out as vehemently anti-gay, it means they're getting it from a male prostitute.
Yeah.
That's happened way too often.
Yeah, and when they come out crazy about porn like that, that usually means that they have a crazy addiction to it.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever. So that's Sex Toy News, the Supersize edition.
Supersize.
Lots of
do. Hey, one more thing before we go.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
For nearly 30 years.
30?
Plattsburgh movie fanatics have been able to find everything they need under one roof. That's the name of the business, too, so you get it. Built in the early days of the 90s when posters of Jonathan Taylor Thomas and a young Leonardo DiCaprio papered the walls of teen girls, Under One Roof enjoyed years of prosperity by renting out the newest VHS tapes and Nintendo games to city residents. Before long, they had expanded from one store to three, one in Plattsburgh, Morrisonville, and West Chazy. Eventually, the store moved into renting DVDs and expanded their selection of video games. Staying open in an era where digital streaming reigns supreme hasn't been easy, says owner Becky Leonard. Two other locations have since been closed, leaving Plattsburgh as the business's sole location. It's been very challenging, she said, but they've managed to stay afloat thanks to an influx of tourists.
Tourists!
Who come from everywhere, Montreal, Albany, Burlington, to peruse the store's retro gaming session. Ah, there you go, Jason. We have a very diverse customer base, she said. We have longtime movie fanatics who've been with us since we opened. We have people coming in out from out of the area to look at our retro gaming section, which changes nearly every day. We really don't have a standard customer. In an effort to stay relevant, Under One Roof now offers a variety of options from rentals to vintage games, collectibles, and more. Half of the business's revenue now comes from sales rather than rentals. With the popularization of the gaming culture in Plattsburgh, evidenced by the sizable crowd at Mountain Lake PBS's Platsnerd convention last year. I was unaware of the Platsnerd convention. I'm sorry. Under One Roof has also managed to gain new momentum with its mishmash of gamers' delights, drawing in a crowd of regulars with twice-weekly Magic the Gathering tournaments. There's probably more here than people realize, Leonard said. By the way, if you're curious, Under One Roof is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 10, and Sunday, 12 to 9. Sorry. So you can go to church in the morning and then go. For more information, visit underoneroofvideo.com.
Sounds like a comic book store.
Yeah. Under One Roof.
Under One Roof. Back when I was in college, I remember that place opening up.
That's why you used to rent your porn VHS tapes, didn't it?
Well, yeah, because there was a bigger video store that rented adult videos. They were in the binders. They literally had binders of women like Mitt Romney. That's where he got the term.
That's
where you put flattened the porn boxes and put them in a binder of women.
Yeah.
But when they were bought out by Blockbuster, all the porn went away.
Yeah. No porn in Blockbuster.
There's no porn in Blockbuster.
None at all.
Yeah, and look what happened to those sons of bitches.
They went out of business.
That's right. And but porn's still here.
Exactly.
Maybe Blockbuster if you would have made better choices.
Exactly. You could have stayed relevant.
Yeah,
if you would have bought Netflix when it was offered.
Well, they did have a streaming service, too.
Well, they didn't have anything yet. Like, right? Netflix came to them and offered them the opportunity to invest in the company and be part of it, and they said no.
Yeah, there were a lot of mistakes that they made. You know, in the 90s, there were a lot of mistakes made here, there, everywhere.
Oh, come on, dude. I thought we were going to do Stitches. You had to put this on?
I don't have to do this song. I mean, the show's almost over, but, you know, let me see. Let me hold on. Oh, here's a good one. This is Stitches, and I'm guessing you'll be able to figure out the name of the song pretty quickly. That's a nice piano.
Yeah, it always starts off so nice.
It does.
Oh, that's your bitch? Yeah, I fucked her. You mad? What you gonna do? Nothing, bitch.
I've heard worse singing. Oh, the fame brought him pain. That's right, this song is called Fuck You.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
It's a long distance dedication going out to everybody who told me I wasn't gonna be shit. This is Stitches and Fuck You. You know, I'd like to think somewhere Thomas Edison is happy that he doesn't have to hear this.
Probably very happy.
I mean, Marconi, all of those people.
All of them.
Elvis. John Wayne. Oh my God. Can you imagine John Wayne listening to this? If we brought John Wayne back from the dead tomorrow and said, hold on, we have this guy named Stitches you got to hear. And it's like, he sounds like a tough guy. I want to hear it. You know, if you just take the rhythm of it, It's kind of a sweet little tune, isn't it? What? Yeah.
They used to say I wasn't gonna be shit. Now when I pull up, they ready to suck my dick. Fuck you. Fuck.
See, now he's starting to get repetitive.
Yeah.
It's you know, this song's only 3 minutes long, but it seems way longer.
It seems like it's been on for like 8 minutes.
Yeah, so we're gonna end the song and we're gonna end the show right now.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.
And fuck you, Stitches.